Hi, I'm Mark Vincent, and you're listening to 5 Minutes on Psalm 37. This psalm's a series of contrasts between the righteous and the wicked. It's quite a long psalm, but if you basically make four headings and then pull each of the verses into one of those four buckets, it accounts for most of the material that's in the psalm. So, first of all, we've got a series of passages running through the psalm that describe what the wicked are like, the sort of things that they get up to, how they plot and gnash with their teeth against the just, for example, how they borrow and don't pay back. And then set alongside that, you've got another series of passages running through that describe the righteous and what they do, how they wait upon the Lord, how they delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Then we got two more sections, one of which describes the fate of the wicked. Some of that's not very pretty. One of the most striking passages where it describes the wicked burning up and being consumed like fat burning on a sacrificial altar. And then set alongside that, a series of passages about the fate of the righteous. So this psalm is often called a wisdom psalm because of the way it sets the righteous against the wicked, and its message is obviously that we should be good, and so look forward to a good outcome from our lives because of God's rewarding of the righteous and the wicked. And when we think about the fate of the righteous, there's a chain of references through the psalm about them inheriting the land. And that fits in with the biblical theme of God preparing for a future kingdom upon the earth in which he'll be king through Jesus's son. And with passages like the one in the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus talks about God's will being done in the future on the earth as it's done in heaven. And passage in the Beatitudes where Jesus talks about the meek inheriting the earth. I want to just run through that chain of references because it's very, very important one. Trust in the Lord and do good, verse 3, and so shalt thou dwell in the land. Verse 9, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Verse 11, but the meek shall inherit the earth. There's the explicit source of Jesus' words in the Beatitudes. And then later on in the psalm, verse 22, such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. Verse 29, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. And finally in verse 34, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. So quite an insistent emphasis there on the nature of the hope for somebody who believes in God and tries to do what's right. I'd like to have a look at the first part of the psalm, the first eight verses, because those are the verses where the camera turns towards the audience and says, this is how you ought to behave in the light of all this about the righteous and the wicked. And that part, those first eight verses, divided into three sections. First of all, we've got some negative verbs about what not to do. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. And they're matched up in verses 7 and 8 with some more negative verbs. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. So don't be preoccupied, don't be concerned or worried or angry about what other people are doing. Concentrate, is the implication, upon making sure that you're yourself doing what's right. And that's what's dealt with in verses 3 through to the first part of verse 7, where we've got a whole chain of positive verbs about how we should be behaving. Trust in the Lord and do good. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Trust, delight, commit, rest, wait. These are some really strong verbs that highlight the sort of behavior that God is hoping for from us. Perhaps we should finish up at the end of the psalm, which again draws out the contrast between the righteous and the wicked. The transgressors shall be destroyed, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. The Lord will help them and deliver them. He will deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him.